Hi, I'm Ashley Gallagher from Pharmacy Times, and you're listening to Pharmacy Focus. The Pharmacy Times Pharmacy Focus podcast provides the latest industry news and information, thought leader insight, clinical updates, patient counseling tools, and innovative solutions for the everyday practice and business of pharmacy. On this episode, we spoke with Molly McGraw, Manager of Clinical Pharmacy at UPMC Health Plan, and Kim Castelnuovo, Pharmacy Manager at Community Care Behavioral Health Organization, about the importance of mental health care for patients. Okay, so just to start, how can pharmacists kind of go beyond raising awareness and play a more active role in promoting mental health care for patients?
Thank you so much, Ashley. I can kind of kick us off here. So I think there's a number of different avenues where pharmacists can really get involved and play more of an active role in this area. You know, talking about a couple of things that we try to do from our perspective at the health plan, you know, number one is really just educating on the medications themselves and the importance that they play on mental health and optimizing, you know, their activities of daily living and the importance of adhering to those medications. Number two, really recognizing when patients need support. That could be, you know, through observation at the community pharmacy level or performing some screening activities, providing resources that are available for patients within the community or different referral pathways for them. And lastly, implementing medication therapy management programs or other various clinical programs to further help to optimize both chronic and mental health conditions for patients, I think are some key ways to really play that active role.
Yeah, I agree with everything that Molly said. You know, any opportunity that we get to be a role model and show that it is okay to talk about mental health issues is a good thing. You know, when appropriate, the pharmacist should always take time, you know, to inform anyone, patients, family members, friends, you know, if they see them struggling on available treatment options and just reinforce that there is hope out there.
How can a pharmacist-led conversations help to foster like a safe and supportive environment for patients to discuss their mental health needs and also kind of reduce the stigma that surrounds mental illness?
I think pharmacists are a great resource for patients because we're generally one of the most easily accessible healthcare providers, no matter what setting that your clinical practice area is. You know, whether you're a community pharmacist, a pharmacist that's embedded in a provider office, you know, from our perspective, managed care pharmacists, we're all easily accessible, whether that's face-to-face conversations, telephone outreach conversations. Our patients know how to connect with us. Patients generally, you know, feel more comfortable talking through different concerns because of that accessibility as well. And we're really able to kind of build that trusting relationship with them. From our perspective, I think a great way to approach a conversation with a patient is really to start with medication as the foundation to build that trusting relationship. You know, it's really easy for us to kind of start with that medication conversation, and oftentimes it allows the patients to kind of open up a little bit more. We can kind of build upon talking about that mind-body connection and help to reduce the stigma there. You know, we're fortunate at the health plan to have a dedicated team of pharmacists that provide support to our members for many chronic health conditions and mental health conditions. And that's typically the approach we take when we're conducting those conversations with our members as well.
And community care, as within other areas of healthcare, we have noticed that disparities exist within mental health and substance use treatment. So we examine our data for racial and ethnic disparities in the diagnosis of and receipt of treatment across our Medicaid population. We are able to see differences not only in medication utilization, but also in medication adherence. And it is important for us to educate our care managers, our county partners, and even our providers about these disparities as we work together to address them. Another focus for us is trying to identify where members fall off in treatment. You know, how long do they actually stay engaged in treatment, whether that's defined by their medication adherence or their retention in behavioral health services for substance use disorder treatment. Again, we think it's valuable to share this information with our providers, allowing them the opportunity to examine their own practices, policies, and work to develop interventions to improve the quality of care for all of our members.
Are there any emerging trends or areas of focus in mental health that pharmacists should be aware of? For example, the use of telemedicine in mental health care, increasing awareness of mental health conditions in specific populations, et cetera.
No, I think those are all great points, Kim, and great work. I think another nice thing for pharmacists to kind of be aware of is just, like you mentioned, the availability of telemedicine in this area has been a really great way to get patients engaged with mental health providers. I think, you know, being equipped and knowing the resources that are available to your patients is important to be able to assist in connecting them to different support modalities and care in a more timely manner.
In your experience, what are some of the biggest challenges that patients face with medication adherence for mental health conditions?
I think social determinants of health, you know, play a huge role in medication adherence. I mean, we know this across the board with chronic health conditions, you know, definitely it plays the same challenge in patients with mental health as well. So, you know, a lot of things that we've put into place to really help reduce some of these barriers and connect people to appropriate resources is to conduct some social determinants of health screening for the members that we're engaging with in an effort to open up that conversation and identify what those barriers are. A lot of times we hear from members that they want to get to their providers, they want to get to their therapists, but they don't have modalities to do that. So trying to connect them to those available resources is key to be able to get them seeing their providers on a more routine basis and their therapists as well. So that's definitely one area where we're really trying to dive into and focus on. I think another big challenge are some more medication specific items. You know, a lot of times, you know, when patients are first put on medications to help support mental health conditions, there is a lot of education that can be done to let them know that these medications do take some time for them to see effectiveness and to feel better. So really trying to talk and educate about those medication specifics is important as well. Kim, I'll kind of pause there and see if you wanted to add anything.
Thank you, Molly. I agree with everything you said. And I think that the biggest key point is that people don't always understand they need to be patient, you know, with these types of medications for mental health conditions. I know when I would talk to patients about their antidepressants or their antipsychotics, they would always be frustrated because they'd be a week or two in and they don't feel much better yet. And so it's very important to set the expectations with these medications, you know, that it can take a couple weeks until they see full benefit, until they are fully effective to see how it's helping with their symptoms. And then, you know, if it's not the best medication for them, if it's not getting them to where they need to be, you know, to add a second one or to change it, you know, it can be very frustrating for a person dealing with mental health. And you just have to be patient. You have to educate them. You have to tell them what to expect. You know, when will it start working? How long will they need to be on the medication? Understanding, like you said, the side effects that come along with it, how to manage them. I know the biggest side effects that people would always complain about is the weight gain and the sexual side effects. And that would be one of the major reasons they'd stop the medication. or they feel that the medication is helping them and they don't need it anymore and they stop it prematurely. There's a lot of reasons why people stop these medications, and education is so important with making sure that they're adherent to their medication for the prescribed period of time.
Beyond medication dispensing, are there any specific clinical services a pharmacy can offer to patients with mental health needs?
Yeah, there are a good bit of ways to, you know, be involved and provide some service opportunities to these patients. Specifically, you know, from our perspective at the health plan, we have developed medication therapy management programs and clinical programs that help to support patients with mental health conditions. You know, the nice thing about these programs is that they can be built to prioritize certain patients based upon different criteria of interest, whether that is honing in on patients with specific diagnoses, patients with medication filling patterns that, you know, show gaps and fills, comorbid conditions, or, you know, other provider follow-up patterns that we're seeing. And we've developed these types of programs with many goals in mind. You know, first is just engaging these members, being able to discuss medication importance and counsel on medication specifics, assess symptom control and medication side effect concerns, and lastly, being able to perform other clinical interventions like reducing polypharmacy, reviewing all medications to see if it can further cause additional side effects, and lastly, being able to provide some care coordination support.
Yeah, community care, we feel strongly about educating our members that they're knowledgeable about their mental health conditions as well as their treatment options to help them understand what is going on, what to expect, and what to ask. Through member newsletters and a dedicated member website, our members can find various online resources as well as easy to read material from the different types of behavioral health services that are available, to frequently asked medication questions, the importance of following up with doctor appointments and following through with blood work while you're on certain behavioral health medications. Obviously, we stress medication adherence to improve outcomes. And we really try to encourage our members to do shared decision-making with their prescriber so that they understand the treatment plan and they agree with the treatment plan.
How can pharmacists collaborate with other healthcare professionals like social workers or mental health counselors to provide holistic care for patients with mental health needs?
Again, I think there's many ways pharmacists can collaborate and connect with those other healthcare professionals to optimize care for their patients. You know, some common examples, you know, that we would see when we are engaging with our members is, you know, when they report side effect concerns and they're at risk for stopping their medications. You know, this is a really good time to engage those other individuals. Create that coordination plan, make sure the patient is at the center of that plan and that their voice is heard as well. You know, what are their concerns? And get the whole team together to make those the decisions together to say, let's adjust this medication. Let's optimize things from this standpoint. So I think anytime that we are on a phone with a member and we hear these concerns, that's a great a time point to go ahead and involve those other individuals.
We work with our care managers and medical directors to identify quality concerns with medication utilization among our members. And we share updated best practice guidelines with our providers, which include metabolic monitoring and encourage deep prescribing when appropriate, especially in our youth. We've also worked closely with our provider network treating members with an opioid use disorder to ensure that members and their families are being informed about Narcan, about how they can get it and how to use it, and have that conversation about when it's appropriate to use.
What training or resources have you received to better understand and support patients with mental health conditions?
So we have had a good bit of training in general with our team. And I do think training is a fantastic place to start in trying to open up these conversations. Some examples include motivational interviewing, cultural competence training, mental health crisis management protocol training, and other social determinants of health training. So our team, you know, has gone through a lot of these different trainings on a routine basis, as well as, you know, staying up to date on guidelines and, you know, different avenues in terms of resource availability. I think all of this is extremely important to be able to, you know, have a good basis and foundation for opening up these conversations and providing some support for our members.
The best training that I actually received was my work experience at Western Psychiatric Hospital for over 10 years. Now I kind of keep up to date with best practices and publish literature and participate in member advisory committee meetings. But honestly, there's nothing like real world experience and having the opportunity to talk with patients and sometimes their families, hearing their stories and being a part of a team that cares for them. My time there really opened my eyes to the world of mental health, the struggles that these people deal with, and the possible treatment modalities that are available now and that actually are currently being researched. It was a fantastic experience and really made me see it from a whole new perspective.
And lastly, as we're sort of wrapping up, is there anything else that you would like to add?
If there's anything, you know, that I specifically would want to add, but, you know, really just reiterate, you know, nothing is too small in this area. You know, even just, you know, listening, being open to having the conversations, you know, exploring that area and, you know, equipping yourself with different knowledge in terms of community resources and referral pathways that are available in the area will be huge in terms of taking more of an active role to help support these patients and support, you know, everybody from a mental health standpoint.
The only thing I would like to add is I think it's wonderful that so much more awareness is happening now than in the past. And I think there's so many different avenues now to get information and to get help that I think it's a great time for people to feel comfortable. I think people are starting to feel more comfortable talking about it, exploring their options, seeking out treatment. And I think pharmacists are well positioned just to be that touch point for them and connect them to services.
Thanks for listening to Pharmacy Focus. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we will be joined by another key opinion leader in the pharmacy space.